how many of you are enjoying tonight already? I was talking to my friend Joel. I was up in Mount Shasta last weekend. It was like it was a nice time, but it was the most terrible time. Like, we missed our flight. I had to buy another flight, and then American Airlines. I told him, I'm going to tell the whole church not to ever fly with you. And I'm just kidding. I did not say that. Apparently, if you lose your flight, if you miss your flight, you have to, they'll try to like reroute you and give you a different time. And if you don't leave with the initial flight, you lose your flight back. It's crazy. So I was planning to fly back Saturday to be here. And then they told me that I couldn't fly back. So I tried to find another ticket to fly back down, and it was like $250 per ticket. So I had to drive down to Reading, rent a car, and then bring my family Sunday morning together. So we drove for like 10 and a half hours. It was awesome, like, being with my family in the car, but it kind of sucks when like the babies start crying, and it's not pleasant. Like, if we're suffering, imagine them. They're like babies, you know? Like, get me out of here. But I was telling Pastor Joel, I want you guys to just pay attention for a little bit. So disconnect from Fortnite and from whatever you play at home or from your Instagram. Just pay attention for a little bit. I promise God is going to speak to us. Amen. I watch Facebook Live, so anybody that shared nice words about your pastors, man, we appreciate you guys big time. Honestly, like, I don't do church because I want to be recognized. I do church because I love church. I don't come to church for you guys to give me like stuff or tell me how much. That stuff doesn't matter. Like, we're the body of Christ. When we go to heaven and we're standing in line, man, we're gonna be in the same line. There's not gonna be like a pastor line, you know? Like, you get a shortcut before coming in, and we're all going to be in line. Yeah, TSA, exactly. Pre-check-in, whatever. Nah. And I was telling Pastor Joel, I had a dream. I had a dream. I was with, I don't even know who I was playing with, but I was with my church band or with people that I play worship with. And, oh, thanks, brother. No, I'm just kidding. Give it up for Lorenzo. So in my dream, I was in this like in this big stage, and we were playing in front of a lot of people. And that was like, I wasn't even paying attention to the people. I was just like enjoying the songs that we were singing. And I remember singing in Spanish, and I could feel how people were judging the song that I was singing. Oh, wow. If you're on your phone, get off your phone right now. We're not reading the Bible yet, so you have no excuse. Oh, I was reading the Bible, brother. So I was singing, and I saw, like, I never focused on the crowd. We're gonna wait for the switch right now. Seamless, right? And now you gotta stay on the beat. Four counts, bro. One, two, three, and. All right. This guy used to play a tambourine up there. If you guys don't know, now you know. He had long curly hair, and he would wear like a headband, and he wanted to learn how to play an instrument, but he was young, and he still didn't know what he wanted to play. So he would just praise in that corner. Hey, bro, stay on the count. Just stay on the count. And he would play up there and dance and just, like, the joy of the Lord was all over him. And God promoted him to play guitar, and now he's playing that toy. Amen. Anywho, so I was singing this song, and then people were just looking at me, and then, like, there was other bands playing. It was like a worship conference, and I knew it was a worship conference, and there was going to be other groups that were going to play after us. It was just like, we're going to play together. But I could feel like other worship bands like judging us, like, why are they playing that dumb song? And I remember I started to be very grieved in my spirit. This is in my dream. And I said, everybody, let's just start to pray and to worship God. And I started to worship God, and I began to cry in my dream. And I remember speaking in tongues really loud, and then the Holy Spirit just started to flow and to speak through me. And I kept saying this, Stop playing songs that will please people and start to play songs that will please the Lord. Stop singing songs that people will like and start playing songs that God will like. And I remember people started to cry and they started to weep, and all of a sudden the presence of God just came into that place and people started rejoicing and dancing. And Joel and I had talked about this a couple weeks ago. We were talking about how we want to see God's miraculous, supernatural power flow in the church. And I believe that you guys, the young generation, we're going to usher His presence into God's house. But we have to pay a price. We have to pay a price. And I didn't have a title for today, but I just wanted to put this up here because George always asks, what's the title of today's message? And if you could put it up there for me, brother. Sozo Youth. No, that's not it. Miracles begin with relationship. Miracles begin with relationship. I'm going to read a story really quick, and I just want to elaborate on this. And again, just pay attention for a little while. Honestly, even if you have your Bible on your phone right now, just read it off the screen. I really want you guys to catch this, because sometimes we're so distracted with what's going around us. We're so distracted with TV and traffic and life, and we miss what God is trying to speak to us sometimes. Amen? Can you guys just agree with me? I'm just going to pray real quick over us. Father, right now, give us ears to hear. Give us hearts to receive what you have for us. Lord, we want to be tender to your word today. We want our hearts to be tender for what you have for us. Come on, just put your hand on your heart and say, Lord, I want to be tender for your word today. Come on, say that. Lord, I want to be tender for your word today. We thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. There's a story in the Gospel of John. And I want to read it. Just go to my, I only have one story today and one scripture, but I really want to focus on this today. If you could go to John chapter 11. John chapter 11. It says, now a certain man was sick. Everybody say a certain man. Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary who anointed the Lord with fragrant oil and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore, the sisters sent to Jesus, saying, Lord, behold, him who you love is sick. Listen, guys, the Bible doesn't talk. The Bible says that for God so loved. God loves us, but in the Bible, there's certain characters that the Bible says that Jesus loved, like his disciple John. Lazarus was a special man to Jesus. Listen, Lazarus' relationship did not start with Jesus when Lazarus became sick. His relationship started with Jesus a long, long time ago. And see, we're so used to coming to God when things go wrong. We're so used to coming to God when tragedy comes and hits our home. We're so used to coming to God when we break up. Jesus, my one and only and I broke up. Now I need you to fill the gap, the void of this boy or of this girl. And God is saying, listen, let me fill your void first, and then you can let some people come around. But see, we wait. I'm not saying we, I mean, I've done it before. Has anyone else done that? We've all done it. You know, I have friends that hate coming to church because the church is full of what? We heard that all. We're all hypocrites at one point, guys. Can't be preaching about, like, eating good and then eating a jelly donut when I get home, you know? Like, hey, guys, let's get on a diet tonight, brothers. Praise God. And then at night, like, the demons just come attack us, and all of a sudden I like sleepwalk to the fridge and I open it up and then I just drink the milk and eat the donuts. But listen, why wait for the enemy to come attack for us to seek God? See, Lazarus, it says that when Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it. Listen, I believe that when Jesus said this, he knew what was going to happen. His word is truth. His words are promise. When he speaks, it's a yes and an amen. His word never lies. So he was chilling. Verse 5. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. Man, Jesus loved these people. This is a girl who came and wiped his feet with a really expensive fragrance. The Bible says that fragrance was so expensive that it would have cost someone their year's salary to buy this fragrance. That's a lot of money. I don't know how much a lot of money was then, but imagine coming. Maybe that was given to her. Maybe she saved a lot of money for years and years. Girls like nice things, right? Girls? Some of y'all don't like nice things, but it's cool. Guys, look for those girls that are, you know, low maintenance. What do you want for Christmas? Send number one from McDonald's. This is good for me. It's good for my pocket. What about you? Oh, I want a Gucci purse and Gucci shoes and Gucci glasses. I buy. Not you, sister. Just buy over there and buy. Verse 7. Thank you, Angel. That's beautiful, brother. Then after this, Jesus said to his disciples, let us go to Judea again. Actually, go back to 7. Go verse 8. The disciples said to him, Rabbi, lately the Jews seek to kill you, to stone you, and you're going to go there again? Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in the day? If anyone walks in the day, he does not stumble, but he who sees the light, but because he sees the light of this world. Because if one walks in the night, he stumbles because the light is not in him. Let me go to my notes really quick. Go to the next verse, brother. These things he said, and after that he said to them, our friend Lazarus sleeps, but I go that I may wake him up. Then his disciples said, Lord, if he sleeps, he will get well. However, Jesus spoke of his death. Like he was saying, man, hey, guys, our friend Lazarus, he passed. He's dead. But he said sleep. So he's like, oh, he's sleeping. Let him get better, you know? Sleep makes the body better, right? But they thought that he was speaking about taking rest and sleep. Then Jesus said to them plainly, hey guys, he dead. And I'm not glad, and I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, that you may believe. Nevertheless, let us what? Go to him. Listen, Jesus had already spoke a promise. Now this guy's going to live for my glory, for his glory. Amen? Verse 16. Then Thomas, who is called the twin, said to his fellow disciples, let us also go, that we may die with Jesus. So when Jesus came, he found that he had already been in the tomb for how many days? Everybody say 4 days. Come on, say 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles away. I'm almost done. Many of the Jews had joined the woman around Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Now Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met with him. But Mary was sitting in the house. Now Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you. Jesus said to her, your brother will what? Rise again. He had already spoken. Verse 1, verse 2, Jesus had already spoken. This is not the first time that Jesus was prophesying over Lazarus. He had already prophesied over Lazarus when he was not even near him. Verse 24, Martha said to him, I know, Jesus, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said to him, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? Martha, do you believe this? She said, yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ and the Son of God, who is to come into the world. And when she had said these things, she went her way and secretly called Mary, her sister, saying, hey, come here. Jesus is calling you. The teacher is calling you. As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came to Jesus. Now Jesus had not come into the town, but was in the place where Martha met him. Then the Jews who were with her in the house and comforting her, when they saw that Mary rose up quickly and went out, followed her, saying, she's going to the tomb to weep there. Then when Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, look again. This is the relationship that they have. This is how she met Jesus. She came to his feet. She got at his feet. She cried. She poured her expensive fragrance. She does the same exact thing because they have a relationship. See, guys, when we have a relationship with Christ, it's easy to come to him when things are good and when things are bad. Not just when things are bad. And I think that we live in a society where people come to God only when things are bad. Really, that's the truth. I know this is a very simple message, but somebody needs to hear this. I need to hear this. She comes to him. She fell down at his feet saying to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother, he wouldn't have died. Therefore, then Jesus saw her weeping, the Jews who came with her weeping, and he groaned in the spirit and was very troubled. And he said, Where have you laid him? He said to them, Lord, come and see. Man, imagine this. I'm just tripping out right now. This guy's been dead for 4 days. He's been inside for 4 days. And then the Bible says that Jesus wept. People are trying to get real deep with this. Like, he wept because he was going to bring him back from heaven. He was sad because he had to do that. Man, Jesus just had feelings like you and I. He saw his friends hurting and he hurt with them. He's true to his word. The Bible says, weep with those who weep. He just wept with his friends. He loved his friends. He saw them hurting and he cried too. Listen, people, when you feel alone and you feel like no one understands, Jesus weeps with you and he cries with you and he understands you. I don't need to call people to weep with me and cry with me. I mean, sometimes it's nice that I call friends and just vent. But listen, at the end of the day, they're not going to comfort me like Jesus comforts me. My wife can't comfort me like Jesus will comfort me. My mommy won't comfort me like Jesus will comfort me. At the end of the day, I have to meet with Jesus and tell him how I feel. And the thing is, when people become upset, when things happen in life, because the Bible says in this world we will have affliction. Weep with God. Speak to God. Don't shy away from God. Don't run away from God. That's the worst thing that you could ever do. Your heart will become hard as a rock. You'll come to church and not receive what God is speaking to you because you're so mad at the world. My brother would always tell me, "You're just mad at the world, bro." So whenever he would get mad, I'd be like, "Hey, why are you mad at the world, man?" Listen, don't be mad at the world. Don't be mad at God. He understands. He's been through pain. He's lost. He's lost a friend here. Verse 36. Then the Jews said, "See how much he loved him." See, even the Jews, the people that rejected Jesus, the people that they even saw, man, like he really loved this guy. Listen, people that judge the church, that call you hypocrite, when you go through stuff and they see how God comforts you, they will be able to see how much God really loves us. And that will draw people to Jesus. I've had friends who've rejected Jesus for a long time. And when they go through it, they'll call me and say, "Hey, man, I want the peace that you have. I want the comfort that you've had, that I've seen you receive from this God. I want to experience that." See if it works. Trust me, it always works. 37. And some of them said, "Could not this man," speaking about Jesus, "who opened the eyes of the blind, also have kept this man from dying?" Then Jesus, again groaning in himself, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay against it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." And Martha, the sister of him who was dead, Lazarus, said to him, "Lord," see, remember when she said, "Lord, I, if you say it, I believe." Like right here, she's doubting a little bit, right? She's like, "Oh, Jesus, please, by this time, it stinks in there, please. He's been dead for 4 days. Jesus said to her, "Did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God?" Then they took away the stone from the place where Lazarus was lying. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. And I know that you always hear me, but because of the people who are standing by, I said this, that they may believe that you sent me." Now when he had said these things, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out. Lazarus, come out." People are probably like, the Jews are like, "Dude, this guy is crazy." I would have been like kind of hiding too, like, if he pops out, I'm running, you know? And he who had died, I just want them to say in Lazarus, you know? They always call him the dead guy. He who had died came out bound by his hands and feet with grave clothes. And his face was wrapped with a cloth. And Jesus said to him, "Loose him and let him go." Then many of the Jews who had come to Mary and had seen the things Jesus did believed in Jesus. Listen, guys, we have to be a church that pays a price. We have to be a church that believes what the Word of God says. We can't just recite the Word and not believe what we're saying. It's easy to say things and not believe them. "Oh, I believe that Jesus is coming back again." When? Well, I don't know. He's been coming since the 70s and he hasn't came yet, so I don't know. I know people, even in my own family, who say, "Oh, Jesus is not going to come. We're going to die and our kids are going to live and they're going to have kids and they're going to die and their kids, and Jesus isn't going to come." The Bible says that no man knows the hour or the day. He could come right now. He could come tomorrow. He could come Saturday. He could come Sunday. I don't know. He come next year. I don't. He come on Christmas. I don't know. We have to believe what we read. I was talking to my partner yesterday. We're on our way back. There's two partners in the car, and we're investigating this murder of this young girl that got shot and killed on October 25th. And the mom texts my partner and said, "May God lead your footsteps, be diligent, and give you grace to solve my daughter's murder." And my partner's like, "Hey guys, she's texting you guys." Because he's like, "I know that there's probably aliens or some supernatural power, but I don't believe in God." And I'm like, "See?" He's Jewish, by the way. And I'm like, "See? You crucified Jesus, you know?" And he laughs, you know? We have a good time. And I say, "But listen, brother, I bless you because the Bible says that God will bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you. And you're part of God's remnant, brother." And he laughs. He's like, "Shut up, Isaac, you know?" I'm like, "What, brother? You're part of the remnant." And he's like, "Well, I don't believe in that stuff." So he's like, "You guys really believe what's in this book?" He's like, "Do you believe in fairy tales? It's the same thing as the Bible. It's just fairy tales and stories." I'm like, "Dude, I believe in all that." He's like, "Man, you're so simple-minded." And I'm like, "All right. I guess I am, right?" The tooth fairy healed my mom. No, Jesus healed my mom, you know? Many of the Jews who had come to Mary and had seen the things Jesus did believed in him. But some of them went away to the Pharisees and told them the things that Jesus did, the rats and snakes, you know? Then the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered a council and said, "What shall we do? For this man works many signs. If we let him alone like this, everyone will believe in him." You can stay here, brother. "And the Romans will come and take away both our place and nation." Listen, we as a church have to believe what we read. We have to believe what we say. Well, not what we say, but what God says. Listen, you want to see a church that's, when we pray for people, they're healed? I'm asking. You guys want to see like the supernatural power of God move in our church? Listen, don't just profess it, but pay a price. Jesus spent time away with God, his Father. He prayed, he fasted. Church, we need to do that. It's so easy to get busy with our days. Young people, you guys have all the time in the world right now. Young people, let me speak to you. You have all the time in the world. You have school. Cool. I'm not trying to belittle you because you only go to school. Pray with God. Spend time with God. Pray for people in your schools. Pray for people when you're walking down the street. Speak to them about the love of Christ. Jesus is coming back soon, guys. Man, there's a movement of God happening here in California, in our nation. Listen, but why are we going to watch other people do it? Let's do it ourselves. You know? Listen, I'm all for Kanye West. I love him. God is doing an amazing work in his life, but I can't sit on my butt and just watch his videos and listen to his music all day and watch him do great things for the kingdom of God when I could do that myself too. We spend so much time watching. Listen, be encouraged by people. Be encouraged by pastors. Be encouraged by preachers. But God wants to use you. He's recruiting you. Kanye is 40 what? 40 something now. You're 14, 15. You got more strength, more energy. You don't have kids right now. Trust me, when the kids come, it gets a little crazy. Where's Aaron at? Where's Aaron? In the nursery? Bring Aaron real quick over here. This is my favorite baby in the world. That's my kid, right? I have to say that. Listen, God wants to use you guys. Guys, God wants to use you guys. Listen, I don't know who needs to hear this. God wants to use you. God wants to use you. God wants to use you. Tell your neighbor, God wants to use you. Listen, whatever platform you need, if you need to use social media to testify, use social media to testify. Hear me out. I'm almost done. Hear me out. Don't try to imitate other people. Be you. God is choosing you. Listen, don't imitate anyone else. I was on Facebook Live and I was so blessed when my brother went up there with his guitar and started singing. Man, you blessed me, brother. You really did. I was on my way down and I was like, man, there's no service up here. Come on. I was through the mountains and the service was terrible, but I was able to hear and I was blessed. You need to sound like Angel. You don't need to sound like me. You don't need to preach like Shayla. You don't need to preach like me. You don't need to preach. Be used by God how God wants to use you. Yes, yes. Amen? I was listening to a preacher on the way home, and he was saying that everybody's fishing in the same pond. You know? Everybody wants to fish in the same pond. Does that make sense? Like, everybody wants to catch the same fish, and everybody's lines are getting crossed. They're using different bait. Shiny bait, but they're in the same pond. Go to a new pond. Go to like a little area where people aren't preaching very much. Here, bring Aaron up here. Listen, you guys are gonna raise this kid up. He needs to see your example. I can't raise this boy by myself. You think I want them? Look at, he's not happy. Listen, this boy doesn't need to learn all the Fortnite dances, and he doesn't need to learn, you know, how many kills he get in Call of Duty. Like, this kid needs to learn how to be a warrior of Jesus. I need you guys to be in. I wanted to bring him because I want you guys to see, like, this is a real deal. We live in a crazy, crazy world, right? They're trying to teach these kids crazy stuff in school. Listen, they're trying to teach kids that Jesus isn't real. Are those chips good, brother? Listen, help me with this boy. That he's watching you. He's not just watching daddy. He's watching you guys. He's watching you guys. You think I want him to come to church and you guys are just like standing around, not praising? Man, help me lead this boy. Help me lead my little Isaac and little Andy. Man, this dude's heavy now. This kid's gonna grow up to love Jesus. Amen? Listen, this boy's not thinking about anything right now. All he's thinking about is, my dad's not gonna drop me. My dad's gonna love me. He's gonna feed me. Listen, we have to be like that with Jesus. That whatever Jesus says, we have to believe. And when he picks you up, he's not gonna drop you. When he puts you down, he's going to put you down with somebody who he trusts. Amen? You guys learned something today? Come on, just close your eyes. God is calling young people up today. God is calling young people to serve. God is calling young people to minister. God is calling young people to be different. God is calling people, young people right now, to be filled with God's Spirit. God is calling young people to minister, to preach, to lay hands on the sick so they may recover. Man, if you want to be used by God, you don't have to stand up. All you got to say, Lord, I am right here. Just say, Lord, I am right here. If you want to be used by God, say, Lord, use me. You don't need me to pray for you. God, he intercedes for us day and night. Father, I thank you for this young generation, Lord. That we will learn to love you. That we will learn to trust in you. Lord, we don't want to come to you when things are bad only. We want to be like Lazarus. We want to be like Mary and Martha. We want to come to you before the tribulation came and when the tribulation is coming, Lord. And Lord, when the times do come, when things get a little rough, Lord, we know that you will come, that you will speak life into that situation. And Lord, although people said that ideas were dead or relationships weren't going to work, Lord, I pray that you come and breathe life into that. I thank you so much. In Jesus' name, we pray. Everybody said, amen. Hey, listen, we love you guys very much. Keep going, brother. See how pretty that is? Hey, we really love you guys. Be here on Sunday. Be here on Sunday. You're going to hear a good word. Spend some time with God tomorrow and Friday and Saturday. Trust me, he'll be there and he'll listen. Read his word. Put the phone down for a little while. Put the remote down for a little while. You guys hear me? Your parents aren't paying me to tell you this. God is telling you that. Spend some time with God. Amen?